Say, on the Boone Erickson Show, Joyce and Howard are here. And in just a moment, the very important presentation. First, I want to talk about one of Joyce's favorite sponsors.
Yes, has to be one of your all-time great sponsors on CCO Radio, Oric.
Or it's vacuum cleaners. My favorite, absolutely.
Celebrating their 25th anniversary this year.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I believe, Joyce, that you started. You were the first one to do an Oric commercial.
I was the first one to do an Oric, I think, anywhere, nationally.
And it has just become a tremendous success through a CCO Radio. How long has that been?
I would guess about 10 years, maybe a little bit less. But yeah.
They're celebrating 25 years. We've been celebrating 10, talking about them.
And by the way, those of you who have some of those original Orics, you're still using them because they're so great.
Exactly.
But now the new improved Oric, 50% more cleaning action, still just as lightweight, 8 pounds.
This is the anniversary edition.
This is the anniversary edition, but it is so powerful, glides across the carpet.
The Oric XL 9000 series has more bristles. That's why it works better, magically lifts matted down carpeting, and it looks like new.
So in honor of Joyce today, why don't you go out and buy an Oric?
Okay.
Yes,
in the Twin Cities, see A1 Vacuum in Richfield, St. Paul, Hopkins, or Minnetonka.
My neighbor's cat was missing. They found it 2 days later in the Oric.
Oh, right. You haven't changed a bit, Howard. No. Drawing 55 or whatever.
Well, you
it is
asked,
years.
He's asking, and they wonder where the smell was coming from. Oh. They kept it in their pantry.
Oh my heavens!
Yeah. Howard,
the Oric, not the cat.
You mean?
Yeah.
This isn't a true story.
Yes. Yeah.
It
ask
is?
Him. Yeah. Absolutely.
We believe in it.
I thought so.
But it's that new improved Oric.
Right.
Okay.
Say, our Vice President and General Manager of WCCO Radio, Steve Goldstein, is with us. And Steve, you have a presentation.
Charlie, I'm just delighted to be part of this Joyce Lamont salute today. Joyce, as you know, has been working at the station for 43 years. Started out doing production and writing behind the scenes. But years ago, every now and then, she started substituting for people on the air. And from there, she naturally moved into daily shows. I say naturally because she literally charmed her way onto the airwaves with our listeners. Howard, you know that you would tease her for many years, and she would blush, and the blush would come right through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of listeners over the years have written to Joyce because they really considered her the link to the radio station. She shared recipes with them, talked about their community events. Joyce, you know, here at the station, behind the scenes, you brightened the lobby with flowers, brought in chocolate chip cookies, and made sure that the staff who worked here on holidays always had plenty of food to eat. You helped to create the friendly neighborhood atmosphere within the radio station, and those of us who are here and have been here over the years couldn't have been luckier to have you part of the family for so many years. You know, Joyce, that microphones have special significance for people who work on radio because they're the link between them and their listeners. Yes. So we're going to have this microphone that you used in the studios years back mounted for you so that you can always have it near you. I present it to you with great pride, and thanks for sharing so much of your life with WCCO Radio and our listeners. And it will read to Joyce Lamont with thanks for bringing charm and grace to the airwaves of WCCO Radio for 43 years.
Thank you, Steve. We love it. Thank you so much. Oh, what fun. I'll put it in my house with great pride. Every day I'll look at it and remember you and all the wonderful listeners, too. I feel they're all friends. And there's so many letters back on my desk. I'm going to answer every one personally. But they say such great things, and I am appreciative. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
And keep the microphone next to your coffee maker in the kitchen.
Yes, I'll do that.
Keep it away from the Oric.
Say, Howard and Joyce, hang on. I want to hear about this thing between you two in just a bit.
All right. 17 minutes past 9 o'clock, a beautiful 73 degrees. What a morning. Just perfect day here in CCO land for the start of the Aquatennial. And we have Joyce Lamont and Howard Viking with us. When do you remember meeting Joyce for the first time, Howard?
Well, it had to be in early 1950, and it was, I think, a morning. It was a May morning, a morning in May, and it was raining. And I think I asked her if I could borrow her umbrella. And she said, "It's out in the hall." And then I had to introduce myself to her as the new kid announcer here. And that's what I was.
New kid announcer?
Yeah, right. And
I don't even remember that. And it was a momentous day. Isn't that terrible?
You don't remember if you returned the umbrella?
No, I don't remember that. Sorry, Howard, but I don't.
That's the first time.
Later on, you became memorable to me, but not right away.
Oh, yeah, watch it.
Was he?
Well,
was he a male chauvinist pig?
No.
He wasn't.
No, he was. Howard is one of the nicest people. Well, you know this.
Yes.
The girls all say this. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And really, it's true. He's always been this way.
Now, did
he's
the
a gentleman,
wait a minute,
except
male chauvinist,
on the air.
Maybe, yeah, because years and years ago, I'd play that stripper music.
I was going to say, did she break that record?
Oh, a couple times. You know, we all get a new record.
The record dealer, so he got another one.
She was kind of a little bit, I think, hurt by it, weren't you? By the stripper music and say, "Here's Joyce Lamont. Turn on the blue lights, boys," and all that stuff. Very
I'd go in
sexist.
There with
that
news,
stuff doesn't go.
Took myself very seriously.
Yeah.
I guess I still do in a way. But at that time, I was taking myself very seriously, and I'd come in with the copy all prepared.
Yes.
And then Howard would put this stuff on it and just blow it. You know, I didn't know what to say. And then people would call up and laugh and say, "Tell him to play it again."
Oh, others, though, would come to your defense and
say... Oh, yes, after a while, after the feminist movement really started, they called and they scolded Howard. Oh, they hated it. And I think eventually they forced it off the air, didn't they?
I would say so. It kind of goes with the years, the time goes by, I was playing this thing called Ajax Liquor Store. Or the Hudson and Landry thing.
Oh, sure. That was a great hit.
Newhart's bus driver. Instructor.
Newhart's driving instructor. That's where the driving instructor, he was a male and she was taking lessons.
And she was kind of dumb driver, woman driver.
That was no longer in vogue. But then this Ajax liquor store, the drunk calling the liquor store, ordering liquor, you know. That was kind of funny for maybe the first year. Then after a while, too many people phoned in saying, "Hey, alcoholism is a bad problem in our family, and if you suffered through something like that, you wouldn't think that Ajax liquor store was funny anymore. You wouldn't play that."
So you've seen a lot of changes in attitudes as far as material. Jokes that we could tell 20 years ago, we don't tell today. You know, like drunk jokes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or,
they're all sex and whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's very in these days.
Say, Ray Anderson said he was a page boy back in 1949 here at WCCO Radio.
Yes, I remember Ray.
We had some famous page boys, didn't we?
Yes.
Wasn't there a movie star?
Robert Vaughn.
Yes, he was back a couple of years ago and came in to see Howard and me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looked just about the same, the man from Uncle.
Well, Ray Anderson called and wanted to give his best to Joyce. This was, I think, 1 year before Howard arrived.
Yes, that's right.
1949.
Before Howard was here.
Yeah.
How nice.
And you've seen a few changes in those 43 years.
A lot of them. And yet, you know, when I came in this morning, I thought, is it actually 43 years since I walked in that same door, came down the same hallway, checked with somebody, I can't remember who said, "I'm here," and I came in as the continuity director, which meant the writer. And I went to the very back office there and sat down and started writing something, the Twin City quiz. You remember that?
The quiz of the Twin Cities.
And that was my first assignment. Yes, Ed Veman and Frank Butler. One was in St. Paul, one in Minneapolis, and I had to get all of these questions and the answers and everything. And it was a heavy job. And then after that, I did Darrell Aldrich's show, wrote that one.
Each show had
copy, you know, about 2 inches of copy there that everybody had to read, and it was before the ad lib days.
We have a mystery guest who's coming in on the telephone now.
Right.
Good morning, sir.
Joyce, are you going to bring the hot chocolate over every Sunday now?
Am I going what? Going
to bring the hot chocolate over every Sunday. What am I going to do for hot chocolate after all these years?
Oh, that's my Sid. Sid, that's right. I don't think that Sid can go on the air on Sunday without hot chocolate. Can you, Sid? You can't.
Can't do it. I have to put you on my payroll.
Yeah.
Bring you in on a Sunday. One thing about Joyce.
Earlier, dear.
She'd go on a vacation, see, and she'd leave on her desk about 10 cups of hot chocolate. So I'd have that hot chocolate.
But a special mix.
Special mix. What am I going to do for that? Boy, are we going to miss you. And wait a second. Another thing. When I needed Christmas gifts, I go back to Joyce. She had this special catalog. I'll tell you what. She'd done more things for me over the years. Joyce, I want to miss you. I love you.
Well,
and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
I wish you the best. We're going to miss you so much. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
isn't he a nice guy?
Nice.
Sid's getting so nice lately.
Oh, he's wonderful.
It's a kinder, gentler CCO with
I
Sid.
I think so. I think it's the
There he goes. Say, we're going to be back and reminisce some more and talk about some of the great Aquatennial shows that you took part in. And didn't you work together on an early show, First Banknotes or something?
Dayton's Musical Chimes.
Oh, that was
the first
Dayton.
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where on the farm I heard the school closings, Dayton's
that's
Musical
right.
Chimes.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And I'd wait for Winthrop High to be closed.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on.
Say, hang on more with Joyce Lawn and Howard Viken here on the Boone Erickson Show. We have a guy on the line right now that knows Joyce Lawn and Howard Viken. Good morning, sir. Will you please sign in?
Yes. my name is Nat Nash. That's right,
Lord Nash.
I almost forgot.
Oh, him.
Don't tell me.
I love you, Jurgen.
The tight one, the cheapskate.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I was just down here in the basement at home counting my pennies here, and oh goodness.
Jurgen, do you remember the time that you went around after Christmas and you collected all the poinsettia plants around here? I think there were 6 or 8 of them. And you took them back to your office, that office in the corner, and you were you wanted them to bloom again. You remember?
Yes.
And I told you, you can't do that, Jurgen. You got to have a greenhouse. He said, I can make them bloom again. And I said, why? And he said, well, I'm going to sell them again. That's our Jurgen.
Jurgen,
never worked, did it?
You have a chance, Jurgen, to give us your picture, your profile of Joyce Lamont.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I got to be hard. I got a lump in my throat at the thought that she's going to be signing off today and moving elsewhere. I remember the first day I came into the station. Viken will remember it, too. That was in July of 1953. I was absolutely green around the gills, and Howie took me under his tutelage. He beat me in there by a couple of years. And walking down the halls that day and seeing all those people there, from Cedric Adams and Stuart McPherson and Ed Veman, and there was that voice of voices that I always listened to on the Dayton Musical Chime Show, Joyce Lamont, a legend then. And it was just tremendous. And over the years, of course, as I melded into the staff and got to know Joyce first rate, and she and I became close buddies, and it's been an absolute delight working with Joyce all the, 27 years I hung around there before they booted me out. But even today, I come in once or twice a week, and as soon as I check in at the desk there, I head back for Joyce's office, and we just have ourselves a good chat.
Always look forward to see you.
Oh, lovely. Joyce, do you remember, I don't know if you do it now, but for so long, for so many years, always in the morning after the first rush of news and all the beehive of activity, things would simmer down around 9 o'clock for a bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And always in your office, you would have about 7 or 8 cups of cocoa.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you
still are doing that.
You'd set it up, I don't know if it was for your favorites or who it was for, but it was, and it cost a dime. That was the only thing. That was the only drawback, but that was one of the few dimes I paid out without regret. Each morning I would...
Well, Sid has to pay a quarter now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so the price has gone up.
How do you in the world do you get a quarter out of Sid Hartman? That is an accomplishment.
He never fails. He always pays.
But I'd always head back. I'd go down to the smoke shop and get a roll or something, and I'd come up quick, and I'd get my cup of cocoa and sit back and open my mail.
It was
Ovaltine for you, remember?
My, you're sharp as a mashed potato sandwich this morning, I tell you. Well, I can't believe it that you'll be pulling out, Joyce, but because my goodness, you're still at the peak of your career.
Well, aren't you nice to say that?
Yes.
Well, yes, this is my last day, but I don't feel a sadness about it. I feel almost an exhilaration because it's been 43 wonderful years, and since 1950 on the air, I can't think of anybody else who's been so privileged. I really think that.
Well, Joyce, I think Jurgen was waiting for you to say, Jurgen, you're also at the peak of your career.
Well, of course you are, Jurgen.
Well, thank you. Somebody said it.
Do you remember during your time there was a guy named Big Bill Cash?
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course, Bob Montgomery.
I remember Big
Still
Bill. Of course
famous.
I do.
I know him personally.
Ah, there he is.
I've never
you
met
are.
Him.
Hi, Bob.
Bob White. And yeah. Boy, hearing Jurgen say, how do you get a quarter out of Sid, makes me wonder, how do you get a nickel out of Nash? I got a quarter out of Sid. I never got a penny from Nash.
Say, is this one of those round-robin lines where you have a half a dozen people talking at once?
Yes.
I think you buried your money when you put that new tree in your backyard recently.
Yeah. Well, the tree is very green, I'll tell you that. I don't know where it's getting its color.
Anyway, since Jurgen and I were full-time on CCO, they now say the Minnesota tradition. But the Minnesota tradition, the heart and soul of it is Joyce Lamont.
Oh, of course it is.
We all knew that to work with her.
Things anchored around Joyce.
Pardon?
Things anchored around Joyce.
Absolutely.
One of my neighbors said the other day, I hear that Joyce will be leaving the staff. And I says, yes, I'm afraid so. She's moving elsewhere now to employer towns. And they said, you know, her voice hasn't changed. She's just as fresh and lovely as ever.
Beautiful. And I have a poem about it.
Oh, let me. I love poetry.
It's a short one.
Oh, not one of Montgomery's poems.
You liked it when I did it on your birthday, Roger. All right, here we go.
Yes.
How many
apologies to Browning.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready for a poem.
How many can remember when Joyce Lamont started on CCO? It was four decades ago on the early morning Dayton's Musical Chimes show. She's worked over the years with an all-star cast, including Houston, Eaton, DeHaven, Nash, and Cedric Adams in the past, as well as, at present, Charlie and Roger, Howard Viking, and many another, just about everyone and his brother. Also, I shared a mic with Joyce in the late 50s. She and I even toured Hawaii with Maynard Spies in the 60s. Her voice is always sweet, never sour. Her manner ever poised, and she's gentle as a flower. She takes all the kidding and laughs at everyone else's stories. She's always Joyce on the spot, but lets others take the glory. For all those great CCO years, please join us in a big salute for Joyce Lamont. A hearty three cheers.
All right. Hey,
well,
that was one of your
you,
better
Bob.
Ones.
Thank you.
Hey, Shakespeare.
How perfectly lovely. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're just jealous, thanks. Jurgen.
Yeah, may I add one? Roses are red, violets are blue. Joyce Lamont, we all love you.
Thank you.
Jurgen.
Not bad, is it?
That's very good,
it Jurgen. Is a kindler,
I'm
gentler.
I'm very touched.
Well, I'm coming. I'll be in at noon, of course, today to see if there's any random checks around.
I hear you're buying lunch.
You've never
I
heard of
him.
You've never heard a voice stop like that.
Oh, dear. I just had a sudden pain in my stomach here.
Thanks a lot, Jurgen.
Never say to Nash buying anything. But I'll be in there this noon. And,
we'll
and,
see you.
So, Joyce, you'll be back in your office.
Yes.
And save a little room up so I can give you a big hug.
All right. That's fine. Yes. I'll see you later.
All
thank
right,
you.
Then.
Nash
thanks,
and Montgomery,
Jurgen.
You're out of here. You're history, right? It is now 22 before 10. Huh? So, do you remember your first Howie? Howie, of course, is not leaving WCCO Radio, but it is the last day for Joyce Lamont. But you are going to be the Grand Marshals and the Aquitennial Parade tomorrow, and it's going to be a beautiful day for it. What was the first time you did a parade? What year? Do you remember?
Well, I think it was, this is a guess. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was 1950.
No.
And it was the first year that Howard and I worked on the air together, and that was Dayton's Musical Chimes. And as I recall, we were talking about Aquitennial some weeks before, and Howard said, are you going to be in the Aquitennial Parade? And I said, I don't know. And then he kept talking about Aquitennial Parade. Finally, they came around and invited us to be in the parade. It was sort of far. You two do this every once in a while, the same thing. You sort of intimate things until the
sure,
client
you,
comes yeah. through with something.
Exactly.
You know,
like getting down getting down to spring training.
So just,
you're going
right.
to Britain for the wedding of Princess
we
Di.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It works every time.
We sort of forced our way into that first one. But my reaction that first year was one of complete elation. I was so thrilled with that. What did you think about that parade, Howard? Do you
it was
recall?
Hot.
Oh, he it thought hot, it was yeah. hot.
That was the year that the brand new a big Ford convertible, big engine, burned up. Because it was
well,
a hot
that wasn't
day.
The first year. That was, well I'm sounding like a wife, aren't I?
Yes,
but
dear.
It was a couple, yes, dear. It was, I think, a couple of years after that that the car burned up. But that was our really dramatic parade, wasn't it? Do you remember? You go ahead and talk about it. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Well, that was the year then that your stiletto heels went through the leather cushion?
That was the next year after that.
Yeah, and the station had a $500 repair bill for that,
yes.
that convertible.
Yes, and the accountant wouldn't talk to me for 6 months.
Well, what year did the car burn up?
I don't
was
remember.
From Ron Saxon Ford. It was a big engine, brand new, a hot day, you know, and so the car overheated.
As we were coming down Kenwood Hill, at that time it was the parade started at Kenwood Hill, you remember, went in to Parade Stadium, around Parade Stadium, Wayzata Boulevard, and then out to Hennepin from there. And I think the car started kind of smoking down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, I think it's heating up. And I said, oh, well, that's nothing, not knowing anything about a car.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we got into Parade Stadium, we were in a cloud of smoke, and we were trying to just ignore the fact that, you know, wave.
They probably thought it was a special effect.
And they brought down the house. Everybody's laughing at us.
Well, the clowns, the aqua gestures came around, and they raised the hood, you know, and they put some water in the engine, let it cool off, supposedly. Then we got out of the stadium, and then right across from
Basilica there, near the Basilica.
On Harmon Place.
Yeah.
Then there were flames under the car, and called a fire department. The fire engine came around and lifted up and burned up the engine.
When I say the word easy, who do you think of?
Oh, our darling E.W. Zibar.
One of our favorite people.
One of our favorite people of all time.
Good morning, Easy.
Good morning, and how are all of you?
Oh, we're wonderful, Easy. How nice to hear from you. Well, you are the one who hired me at WCCO, you know.
I was wise in those days, was I not?
Yes, you were. I think you were acting program director or a production manager or something, and I went in to talk to you, and I called you a couple days later to find out if I had the job, and he said, when do you want to start? And I've always loved you since, for getting me into this wonderful place.
Aren't you nice? That was precisely the way it happened.
Yes.
And I was so pleased when you said, yes, you would come and you would be there at whatever it was, some ungodly hour of the morning on the following Monday. And I said, oh, Joyce, I think I probably said Miss Lamont.
Uh-huh, you did.
But we really don't start quite that early. And you said, well, I'll be there in plenty of time, and you were.
And that was 43 years ago today that I walked into that job.
That's astonishing.
This day, yes.
Just amazing that the time goes so rapidly.
I know.
And, Joyce, I'm just out of the hospital.
Oh, Easy, I didn't know you were in the hospital. I'm sorry.
So it's a very special pleasure to be able to join with all, I was going to say, all my old friends. Not all of them are old friends.
Yes.
Many of them are relatively new friends.
Yes.
As they wish you all the very best of all good things.
Thank you, Easy. You're a dear. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Easy.
Bye.
Dr. E.W. Zibarth, who was also associated with the University of Minnesota for so long, was interim president for a while, great administration.
He was a consultant to CBS News for many years, too.
Head of the College of Science, Literature, and Arts. And he trained many people in radio with his radio classes.
Say, Eric Escala is at the state capitol. Morning, Eric.
Fellas, this is a great day for me to be able to talk to Joyce and congratulate her. How are you, Joyce?
I'm fine. How are you, Eric?
Now, we're going to eat next week, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a date next week.
Fellas, you guys, if you listened on Sunday to hear me and Sid back a few months ago, before I gave it up, Joyce played many roles for me on Saturday, on Sunday morning, ripping Sid, and I happened to pull one out. Can I play one?
Sure.
In case people didn't know that Joyce was a key member of the Sid Hartman Players on Sunday morning, and this is one right at the opening of the football season last fall, and the state fair, I think, was going on, and this was me and Joyce introducing Sid just about 7-8 months ago. Here it is.
Of course, the Minnesota Vikings open the regular season this afternoon, and Sid Hartman is flying to Buffalo at this hour to see the game, and that means no Sid and Dave show from the State Fair today. But in its place, we have something even better, a special Best Buy show with Joyce Lamont. Joyce, I've got a pencil and paper ready. What recipe are you going to share with us today?
Good morning, Eric. Well, our Best Buy's recipe this week is called the Sid Hartman Salad.
Sid Hartman salad. Now, how do you make that?
Well, it's fast, it's easy, it would be perfect for a football watching party this afternoon.
Well, do tell.
To make your Sid Hartman salad, you take an oversized, overripe cantaloupe and you hack it in two. And then you take 2 cups of mashed, squishy black bananas.
Joyce, excuse me, I've just been handed a note here.
All right.
Oh, it's from Dave Mona. It says, Dear Eric, I know Sid hasn't missed a Vikings opener in 27 years, but he's got new priorities now. and he'll do anything to make sure his state fair crowd is bigger than Boone and Erickson's. So he'll be at the fair today for the sports huddle. He goes on to say, I don't know how the paper can charge an extra dime when its chief columnist is doing radio instead of attending the big game, but so be it. Sincerely, Dave. Well, I guess we'll have a Sid and Dave show after all today on WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul. But Joyce, one thing, why was your recipe called the Sid Hartman Salad?
Well, one bite and you talk like Lou Holtz, you act like Bobby Knight, and you name drop like Sid Hartman himself.
Thanks, Joyce.
Oh, thank you, Eric. You know, I always enjoyed those little skits of ours, but most of all, I enjoyed your copy. You're a genius.
Oh, I'm not at all, and you brought it to life every week, and you extended
you.
The life of the Sid Hartman insult by a good year by your participation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
All right, fellas.
Okay, there's Eric Eskeliff from the state capitol with another salute to Joyce Lamont. Markets right after this. A minute and a half before Howard does the news, and time to continue our salute of Joyce Lamont. So many memories of Joyce Lamont throughout the years, and you know, one day you're going to be missed is certainly are the days that other people don't have an opportunity to take part in, and that's the days off that we're all together here and have our CCO picnic, right, Howard?
Our picnic, our buffet. There are three days that we have, and mm-hmm. one's Memorial Day, 4th of July, with the big parade that you do,
right.
and Thanksgiving, and people want call in and to find out what we're eating and what we're doing. That's been such fun.
Oh, always great.
But, you
fun.
Know, I really didn't do anything on that. I just organized it. I just asked Howard to bring in potato salad.
Didn't ask me. Bring Howard, bring in potato salad. Charlie the baked beans.
Right.
Roger the ham.
Yeah, we talk about all those fun things, but don't forget that we must never forget Joyce is one of the great writers and one of the all-time great announcers.
This is absolutely a fact. She is one of the most creative people we've worked with.
And very beautiful. Miss America to us. Miss America. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Gaiety proudly presents Fifi Lamont. Down center runway. The blue lights, boy.
Ah, that's great. That's fantastic. Thank you, Joyce Lamont, for all that you've contributed to WCCO and contributed to our lives here at CCO as fellow workers and colleagues. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you all.
Well,
bye.
We do. We love Joyce Lamont.